Over these last few weeks, I've been talking about that we're in a war. How many believe that? How many experience that battle on a continual basis? I mean, it was the enemy that even if you take territory, he's looking to take it back. I mean, it was you got to build upon those things. The apostles and prophets, Jesus himself, the chief cornerstone. And we also need to be cautious on how we build. That hay, wood, and stubble will not mix. If you're building a house and you're putting brickwork in, how many knows your mortar needs to be clean? Yes or no? You can't mix it in area. If you put frosting in as mortar, what will happen? Say amen. How many knows it doesn't last long? When churches preach just frosting, all you're going to get is a mess, and sooner or later the wind's going to blow and it'll fall over. But we need good mortar built into these houses. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 14, stand therefore, having your waist girded with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, taking the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. As we do battle against the enemy, it says that truth needs to be part of our life. As I concluded last week's sermon, it's like truth is that belt that holds it together. Now, we're not wearing one-piece outfit or tunics there, but how many knows that if back in those days, if it wasn't cinched up, you could step on it. You could trip over it. And one of the hardest things is that when we trip over our own stuff. Say amen. How many knows when you trip over your own stuff is bad? It's like wrecking your own car against your own with another car that you own. How many knows it's just bad? The truth is that we have those areas, but when it comes to truth, we have to put it around like a belt and cinch it up. Because when you know the truth, what happens? It sets you free. Now, there are a lot of laws in the land, and some of you learn as you continue to grow. Can anybody tell me what the speed limit is in the school zone? How do you know that? There's a sign. If you take driver's ed, it's taught there. It's on a test for your license. How many knows they're trying to ingrain it in you? Why? Because there's a lot of little ones that possibly may run around. True? It's to slow down the populace to be more safe. It becomes a law. If you break that law, how many knows you're liable for what that law gives? Usually it's a ticket. And if you've gotten a ticket any time recently, it's a whole lot more money now. You're not going to pay a $25 fine on those tickets. How many of that's costly? The truth is that you know those things. When you know that, you start to govern that. It's the same way as Christians. If we don't know the truth, how can that truth govern us? It's still there. It's still real. But we have to get it in us. And it's not hard to get the Word of God in you. Isn't it amazing that this book is printed in every fashion? You can get it anyway, on the airways, by this, yet it's still not being read. In this church, the pastor encouraged you to read the Word. If you don't understand it, you have the Holy Ghost. He can help you. And then you can build upon that with great teaching. You can find out the truth. But too often we run just the way we want to run, and it's like our garments are all over, and soon we begin to trip on it. And when we stumble, generally it's our own fault. Say amen. How many knows we've all blown it in here? I haven't met one person that's righteous. Jesus. How many knows the rest of us are on the process? But listen, if there's a way to make it better, we should. So when we put on, we're cinching that up. We're taking that and saying, you know what? I'm girded with truth. That means I'm holding those areas close to me. And if we do that, we have that. Because the father of lies is going to come to you. Even as believers, he's going to lie to you. And he's going to make it seem and appear so much truth that we follow it if we don't know the truth. I mean, those 1% off is still 1% off. I mean, those 100% is truth, 99% is still a lie. See, when the enemy comes to breathe those things, you got to know, here's what the Word says. Sometimes we just got to speak that back to ourselves. Even in our own mind, when the enemy goes like this, no, here's what the Word says. Jesus always quoted the Word, even though He was the truth. He was the Word. He spoke the Word. He said, listen to me, the words I speak are spirit and they are life. And He also said this, what I'm going to share with you, I only receive from my Father and give it unto you. How many knows He lived a selfless life? If there's anyone who laid down his life, was Jesus. He laid it down to the greatest, only to pick it up again. When it comes to truthfulness, it's that belt of truth. It holds it together. And listen to me, when you're in the battle, the last thing you want to do is trip over your own stuff. I've learned this, that if you're not cinched with truth, you'll get dirty. That garment will go right in the mud. You'll step all over it. But when you cinch it with truth, it pulls it up to the right degree that you can run and not be weary and walk and not faint. The church of Jesus Himself, the church of God, needs to be known by we walk in the truth because He's in the truth. If every church had it as a standard, listen to me, what could the enemy defeat? But when one speaks this and one speaks this and one speaks this, soon there's no truth at all. And more than ever, there isn't a famine so much of food in our area, but for the Word of God. There's a famine for the Word of God today. And we need to get it in us. Listen to me, when you're hungry, you'll eat. But if the only thing you eat is cake all day, sooner or later your digestive tract is going to change. You'll be sick and you won't even know it. Amen? Come on, we need truth again. Sometimes it's hard in those areas. Well, little by little. Isaiah 11 verse 5 says this, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Truthfulness is synonymous with commitment. When it comes to commitment, having a cost, listen to me, and whatever the heat of the battle takes on, I am there. A soldier that's ready to go, he knows where he's going, he follows those orders, we're taking that hill, that's where we're going. But we have a commander-in-chief that goes before us. Now, picture him as the truth. Shouldn't the church be the same, the model of truth? When people say, hey, I'm connected with Christ and He's the truth and the rest of it's a lie, how is that possible? If you're connected with the truth, you're connected with Christ. Then it drives out the lie. It exposes those things. Well, we need to look at it and say, well, there's a gray area. You know, I think the speed limit in school zones is 35. And I've spoken to everybody. It's 35, everybody. It's 35. Just do 35. No. Just do 40. Or how about this? Do whatever you want because Jesus loves everybody. Can you see how it gets into error? And we'll use love as a cloak to cover our sin and literally to make it like, hey, it's no big deal. Love still has boundaries. And love says no. And love operates in the truth. I mean, knows that. When somebody says, well, God loves everyone, you can live anywhere you want, all go to heaven. That's not the truth. The souls that sin shall surely die. That's scriptural. You need to get your life right. Repentance is a grace word. Man, if God allows you to repent, and He does, that is God's grace in operation in your life. I'm so glad we all didn't get what we deserved. But He was long-suffering towards your pastor. And you. Say amen. How many of us that we just can't take that grace and shove it under our feet and trample over it? But Lord, we need to embrace it. Amen. I just finished the book of Malachi this morning. And He was warning them in Malachi. Hey, listen to me. You're robbing me. You're doing these things. He also said, listen to me, you Jews, and He's addressing it to the Jewish population, say, listen to me, you take the grace and you just trample it under your feet. I'm going to go after the Gentiles. I'm going to bring mercy to them, and they're going to embrace what I have. Sometimes we just kind of cover over it like, well, God will forgive me. It's okay to do whatever you want. No, it's not. It's not okay to do whatever you want. Because left to ourselves, we're reduced to nothing. We need the Lord more than ever. We need to have this solid truth working in us. Truth has that commitment, that synonym in commitment. I'm counting the cost. In 2 Timothy 2:3, therefore, as a good soldier, endure hardship. Sometimes it's hard to battle. Sometimes you got to hold it out, especially when it's as close as family. Amen? I'd like to say that when you're on the battlefield, everything's rosy at home. But that's not always the situation. Come on, I know of friends of mine that their children have been born while they've been overseas, and they couldn't get leave. How many of those, they come home and they finally see their kid for the first time? How many of those, that's a sacrifice? Sometimes we look at our sacrifices as like, that's too much cost. How much is too much with Jesus? Honestly, he's given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. When I have truth as my priority, you know what? It sets me free. It gives me a desire to win. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, don't you know that all run the race? All run the race. But one receives the prize. Run in a way that you may obtain it. If I have a way to cinch my area up to make it tighter so I don't trip on it, then I need to do that. We sometimes ill-equip ourselves when we could be more equipped. Do you believe everything that pertains to life and godliness has been given to the church? How many believe that? Then if these are the tools that we have to work it, shouldn't we grab them all? If I'm going to go off to battle and there's a whole thing there, and all that could be as mine, I want that, I want that, I want that. I don't even know what that does, but I want that, and I want that, and I want that. How many want to walk with all of it? Amen. I want all the armament I can get. Because if it helps me, I want it. I don't want to let the enemy get an advantage on me. But if I'm not walking in truth, he has the advantage. He has the advantage. He's going to trip it up. He's going to try to make his truth your truth. He's going to try to make a demonic truth, as it's still a lie, your truth. Then, Lord, I want to have this. Amen? Even Jesus had to deal with it. He had to battle through those things. No, it is written. That's the wrong spirit. That ain't what the word says. You have to speak it out of your own mouth. That's your victory. You overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the what? The word of your testimony. Listen to me, become a living sacrifice, as it says in Romans 12:1, is sometimes difficult. Sometimes you got to present your body a living sacrifice. You know what that means? Sometimes you got to make yourself uncomfortable so you can stay awake and pray. Sometimes fasting and prayer may be required, and all of a sudden that great meal you thought you were going to eat, Lord, why here? Amen. I shared my testimony on a Thanksgiving dinner one time. Oh, that turkey looked mighty good. That gravy was calling me. But that mashed potatoes, that corn and stuffing was there. Real, real stuffing. Have a whole plate of it. And the Lord speak that word. I need you to be obedient. How many of those I could have ate it? God's grace is sufficient. But I knew he was talking to me. So the truth was, will you be obedient? I'm not looking at your family. I'm looking at you. Will you be obedient? Lord, it's Thanksgiving of every day. Lord, no, there's 364 more days. I'll be honest and obedient to you. How many of us, we can rationalize it? We can just say, Lord, you can do all this. You're Lord, you're great. God wouldn't do that. He did it for me. I slowly put it all away. Nobody knew. Nobody had a clue that the Lord was speaking that to me. Amen? Like I shared, 90 people got saved the next day. I felt about that big. I felt like, how selfish of me to even think the Lord was taking anything away. Amen? Sometimes our physical appetites, what we desire, sometimes overrides that when we need to look. No, Lord, I'm running this race to win. If truth doesn't cinch it up, Lord, I'm walking in a lie. The world lives in a lie. It breathes in a lie. It is not even a truth anymore. The Bible says in the last days, people will call evil good and good evil. I mean, that's what we're living in today. We have to start looking and say, you know what? We need to be known by the truth, and the truth has set us free. When you know the truth, you can't be persuaded otherwise. Because your witness is not only internal. It comes from the Word, it comes from the Holy Ghost, and right from the throne itself. You know that you know that you know. And when people stand on the truth, it helps others to detect it. Maybe I've been living a lie. I mean, when you get saved, your eyes get open and you realize, oh man, I've been missing it. A lot of people are missing it today. A lot of people are out there just doing wherever. But God wants us to pray more and more. Come on. He wants to reach out more and more and have discernment in these last days. We need discernment. When we're walking in that truth, it's like an attitude of readiness. Commitment is a key, but our mind's ready for action. Well, I want us to be ready for action. The enemy doesn't like what we've done. I guarantee you. I guarantee it. The opposition is unbelievable at times. But God's putting a beachhead in. When we were out sharing, there were some areas that were a little rough. There was. There were some people that were receptive, and people said, get out of here. But either way, it doesn't matter. Amen? How many of us God touch in the name of Jesus? Families need a touch. And it's amazing when you invade the life with the truth, how it opens things up. When you get a chance to pray for people and they get set free for the first time, it's like, man, their eyes are open, the scales fall off. How many want people to know what you know about the Lord? Yeah. I do. Yeah. I never want saturate just to be an event that, oh, whew, glad we're done. No, it's a lifestyle. It's just another thing we've done in that lifestyle. It's like there are still people that you're going to meet. But if we're not armed with the truth, what do we have? What do we really have to offer others? If it's not the, what do we have to offer? More flesh? We have to offer them something they need. When you get serious about the battle, you can start to stand. That means this. When you get up in the morning, you're looking in the mirror, I need to make sure truth is about me. Has anybody ever been dressed in front of a mirror? How many of you have ever buttoned your shirt off a button? One, two. How many of you here have ever had somebody point it out to you? You kind of got that off. How many of you here have ever wore two different color shoes because you just put them on and you finally went, hey, nobody in here. Amen? I've done that with socks. Been late in the morning, just put them on. Oh, everybody's perfect in here. Who wakes up and your hair is like way up here? You don't even have to get that hand down, Ron. How many just decompose overnight and you look in the mirror like, wow. Well, the other day, my wife and I went out, and it was early and it was a late night, and I just got up and I got out and I went out and I'm driving and I happen to look in the mirror and I kind of startled myself. My hair was spiked up about that high and it was just like off to one side. And my wife looked at me and goes, you're going to go out like that? And I'm like, yeah, I look all right. You look at your hair. I mean, it's like an embarrassment, amen? Oh, you're all, yeah, amen. I mean, your family can speak the truth about you. And sometimes doing that doesn't work. Now, how many here have ever had a hole in your clothes or something amiss or had toilet paper wrapped around your shoe and you're dragging it out the door? How many of us, we can get to that place where, man, we can make something up and somebody can look at it? Well, you know what? Sometimes I need to have an inspection by the mirror. And I need to make sure that it's cinched tight. Amen? If it's cinched tight, there's no room for a lie to fit in. I can't be pickpocketed either because I'll feel it. Come on, we need to have the truth about us. We can spend time in the truth. The truth sets us free. So many are bound today because they're outside of that truth. When you get that word working in there, it'll start to drive out those lies, those schemes of the enemy. It starts to detect things that are wrong. Amen? When you put that on, you all of a sudden now you're full. Notice that you stand there for having your loins girded about with truth. I'm putting it on and saying, God, I'm going to walk in this now. And now all of a sudden the word starts to work in the minds. It starts to come against the schemes and the lies. It starts to hear, hey, it's 35 and a 25. No, it's 25. You instantly can process that at a much rapid rate. You ever notice the enemy tries to trip people up? And across the board, I've seen some people that are so-called superstars in Christianity. Maybe they had a great ministry publicly, are not serving the Lord anymore. You know what that shows me? Your foundation was still weak. And the enemy has tripped you up. Just because the Lord uses somebody doesn't mean that they're really close to Him. There's a difference between character and anointing in character. How many of us, we need to have character with the anointing? Because God can make you sing awesome, and we can go, wow, that's unbelievable. You must be close to the Lord. It could be just talent and ability. Oh, I'm preaching now. All of us in here need to have a solid foundation in Christ. Otherwise, we can become prey to that. The next thing is, you can't gauge your Christianity on somebody else. You can't say, well, that person lives that way, I can live that way too. No, that ain't how it operates. You serve the Lord all out with your heart. Amen? When I see people turn away because that person turned away, come on. You're talking about Jesus here. When did He ever mess up? And if you're following man, you're going to end up in the ditch anyways. And if the reason why people don't serve the Lord is because other people, where's your relationship with God with that? Come on. Can I be just flat out honest? If somebody doesn't serve the Lord, are you still going to serve the Lord? Why? Because you love Him, true? It's a relationship. Sometimes all these little strong towers people build, the Lord says, I don't know what that is. That's not me. But if we're not walking in the truth, we can fill it with everything else. This word is part of your life. How many believe that? Yes. Now, how often are you spending time in that? Come on, put it in there. As your pastor here, I want to encourage you to spend that time in the word, that deep truth. Now, Jeff, he runs around in a onesie, all right? But when I was growing up, my mom's from Germany, and she had this robe. It was like, I don't know, outer robe. And as kids, I remember I would tug on it. And my mom said, don't tug on that, all right? I'd pull it down here. Don't tug on that. Well, she didn't put a belt on with it, and it just covered her outer garments. It was good for sleeping, but nothing else. When she went outside and I soaked her with the hose, it wasn't a good thing. I was that kid. Hi, Mom. Spray her down. She'd yell at me in German, possibly curse me there, but who knows? But how many knows that when the fabric gets wet, it changes? How many knows, Lord, no matter what I'm going to face, if I'm cinched up, I can handle it. How many knows, you can't, sometimes you may wake up, the day may start off awesome and then go south. Then, Lord, I want to make sure I have that. Amen? Sometimes the only thing you have left is to hang on is the truth. All the other, listen to me, areas of armament are going to be situated with the truth. If I don't have the truth, be honest with me, I'm not hanging my sword right. Oh, I can preach that. Come on, everything needs to be in position. We have that, you know, we have that ability to do that as a church. We need to have that. That attitude of readiness, that commitment is the key in that area. In 1 Peter 1:13, have this mind ready for action. It says, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest in that hope, fully upon His grace, which He brought you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. When I have that truth working, my mind is ready. You know what? I can face a whole lot of things I can't face in the natural. And I want to say everything's going to be rosy, but that isn't how it is. There's going to be highs and lows. There's going to be battles. But God will see you through. As a church, it's no different. God will see you through. He's with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. But it's always a current relationship. Amen? Now, picture the Lord. Here's David and here's Goliath. On this side of the mountaintop are the Israelites. Here's the Philistines in the valley. Goliath is calling out, bring me a man. We don't need to get all these involved. If they take me out, we become your slaves. If you take us out, you know, the opposite is true. And every day they called out. Not one person stepped up. Why couldn't one man or even one woman step up with the power of the Holy Ghost and slay the giant? When I look at those numbers, it's unbelievable. Many of these guys were trained warriors. They were capable men and women. Yet if we operate in fear, we'll never step out. We'll allow the enemy to chirp all he wants and degrade our God instead of standing up and saying, I'll take it on. David did not have to be the only man. God said, I look for a man to stand in the gap. Amen? Why couldn't a Steve stepped up? I'm taking him on. Come on. It's the shepherd boy who's been walking in truth out in the field that God had to bring in the equation. Come on. We need to step up today. God's looking for the church to step up. Can I just be straight up with you? If we don't step up, he'll bring somebody who will. Because he wants his kingdom to advance. It should be, Lord, here am I, send me. Amen? Lord, here am I, send me. God, let me be that portion. When David heard, you know, the Bible says, when David heard, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defiles the armies of Israel and the God, great God Jehovah? How many is that? We need to start listening and speak up to it. Start to have attentive ear. When you got truth working in you, you can start to detect the lies instantly. You start to look at those schemes. You can see right through that lie. When David stepped up, he heard and saw, man, who is this guy? How can I miss that big old fat forehead? Come on. Sometimes we look at that stature. He says, I can't miss. I'll rely on some previous experience. The bear came out, took care of him. The lion came out, took care of him. I'll take care of him too. I mean, is that you've had past experiences and victories. Step out again. Step out again. A lot of people are operating in fear today. Fear has torment. When you know the truth about the matter, it always sets you free. Are you enjoying this morning? Come on, we need to start cinching it up. And as your pastor, I want to encourage you, spend time in the Word. Spend time sowing it in there, just putting it in there. Read a chapter. If that's all you can have time for, then put a chapter in. That's one more chapter that's read. Will you do it, church? I can't do it for you. But we need to start cinching it up with truth. Come on, when you're cinched up with truth, you know what? You're ready to go. That readiness is there. And what a way to start off your day with truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the... All of history even had to record it. Pilate, what is truth? He's the truth. It's something the whole world, listen to me, has been longing for. What is the truth? He is the truth. Every lie one day will be exposed. Come on, when we know those things, sometimes we need to relish in that. God, thank you today. I know the truth. It helps you have a better perspective too, realizing that all this is going to fade away one day. We'll have a new tent, a new body, a building under God. Hallelujah. The old tent will roll up, be done with it, get a new building. Whose builder and maker is God. If we know all these elements, as it says in Peter, one day will melt with fervent heat. What ought of men and women ought we to be in righteousness and true holiness? I'm calling this church to be holy. I'm calling you to be righteous. I'm calling you to be cinched up with truth. No, it's not popular, but it needs to be preached today. I know I'm not the only one speaking it either. But we need it, church. We need to gird those areas. Turn off the lie. Don't listen to that. Don't digest that area. Say, God, I'm going to walk in this. Amen? Is this good this morning? How many need to walk more in it? Okay. How many need to work on your devotion as well? Say, I just need to spend that time. Then pray, Lord, make me creative. I want you to. God will help you, whether it's on your phone or a CD or, bless the Lord, if you still have cassettes, amen. But however you have it, have a time where the Word is getting in you. And then with the right spirit. I've seen people preach the gospel and turn people off. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about shoving Jesus down your throat till it turns you off. I'm talking about presenting the truth in love. Here's the truth. Amen? Come on, serve the Lord. Let's go that way. Our families need truth, don't they? I have a real burden this morning for families, honestly, that God will just break through. Many times before, the greatest breakthrough is the greatest fight. Keep pushing through. Keep pushing through. If you're in the heat of the battle, don't give up. Your victory is coming. I said your victory is coming. Your victory is coming. God's going to set your kids free. He's going to set your friends free. He's going to work at your workplace. He's going to save people we never thought possible. Hallelujah. Because our God is on the throne. He wants us to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Church, let's live it and walk it more. Let's cinch it up in truth. Start to look at it. God, I must spend time in the truth. Thy word is truth. We don't have any more time this morning. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. And Father, speak to our hearts. That, Lord, if we have a devotion, God, that we'll dive into your word. Lord, if we need to rearrange things or, Lord God, make it convenient, God, to get it in, Lord, help us. Lord, let us use every technology for your glory. And Father, as a church as the whole, Father, we call men and women, pastors and lay leaders, to begin to walk in truth again. That, Father, no longer will the mortar be just icing on a cake, but what's needed to build. We come against every work of the enemy, every lying scheme. We silence even now that lie of the enemy, that we won't make it, that we're defeated, or God doesn't care. And Lord, we walk in, thy God is on the throne. Hallelujah. That he will do the impossible, because he's that God. Father, now bless your people with strength. Lord, continue to move in our lives as we submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen.